Hello, I'm Reverend Buddy Bell.
Hello, Abdi Pandita Buddy Bell.
And our session today is titled God Uses Both Stars and Candles.
Sesi urang ayeuna judulna Allah nganggo bentang-bentang sareng lilin-lilin.
If you open your Bibles with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28.
Pamirsa derek muka Alkitab dina hiji Korinta pasal 12 ayat ke-28.
I want to continue to show to you how important the ministry of helps is.
Abdi hoyong nunjukkeun ka saderek pentingna pelayanan kaum awam.
I'm often asked, Brother Bell, this ministry of helps, is it in the Bible?
Abdi sering ditaros, Sarek Bell, ari pelayanan kaum awam aya dina Alkitab?
Does God really talk about or does he really point out people that assist or people that help in their churches?
Abdi leres nyaur ngeunaan ieu, sareng anjeunna nunjuk jalmi nu baris ngabantos atanapi jalmi nu baris nulungan ti gereja saderek.
Are they really that important to God?
Ahara anjeunna teh penting kanggo Allah.
In verse 28,
ayat 28,
it reads, and God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondary prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles and gifts of healings, helps, governments, and diversities of tongues.
Jero jamaah Allah netepkeun sabatara jalma ka hiji rasul-rasul, kadua nabi-nabi, katilu guru-guru, satrasna aya nu dipaparin anugrah, nya aya nu bisa ngayakeun mujizat-mujizat, anu bisa nyageurkeun, anu bisa babantu, anu bisa ngatur kahirupan jemaah, anu bisa bahasa roh.
So we see here in verse 28 that God has set into the church helps, people who render assistance, people who give help to their pastors and churches.
Janten urang tiasa ningali tina ayat 28, jan Allah parantos nyiapkan bantuan-bantuan di gereja, jalmi-jalmi numasihan, bantuan jalmi-jalmi numasihan, bantuan ka pendeta-pendeta sareng gereja.
Man did not make up this ministry of helps. But it says right here again in verse 28 that God, the God that created the heavens and the earth, the God that created mankind, set into the church those who assist, those who help, the ministry of helps.
Jalmi tengadama pelayanan kaum awam, nanging disaurkeun di dieu tina ayat 28, Allah nyiptakan langit, sareng dunia, Allah nyiptakan manusia, nyiapkan ti gereja aranjana nu ngabantosan, aranjana nu nulungan.
Let me give you another definition for this helps.
Jalan abdi masihan saderek watesan sanes kanggo bantuan-bantuan ieu.
This is by Broadman.
Sir Broadman.
There is no hierarchy in the gifts of God.
Daya terasan tina kurnia-kurnia Allah.
We must understand that we're in this together.
Urang kedah ngartos yen urang aya dina pelayanan sasarengan.
They go on and they say this. The ministry of the church does not rest on status, but on service.
Seterusnya saur aranjana kieu, pelayanan gereja henteu dumasar kana status, nanging dumasar pelayanan.
The ministry of the church does not rest on status, but on service.
Pelayanan gereja henteu dumasar kana status, nanging dumasar pelayanan.
Status does not impress our God.
Allah henteu sugema ku status.
Status does not move our God.
Status henteu ngagerakeun Allah.
The only thing that impresses and moves our God is service.
Hiji-hijina anu nyugemakeun antanapi ngagerakeun Allah nyaeta pelayanan.
They go on and they say this, no gift that serves others is little.
Aranjeunna neraskeun sareng nyaros kieu, teu aya kurnia anu ngalayanan jalmi sanes teu penting.
Let me say it again. No gift that serves others is little.
Aya urang saurkeun sakali deui, teu aya karunia nu ngalayanan jalmi sanes henteu penting.
Maybe you've never seen this before in your church.
Panginten saderek henteu ningali sateacanana di gereja saderek.
But in my travels around the nation, I've seen other Christians look down on other Christians.
Aing ti perjalanan abdi ka mana-mana abdi ningali jalmi Kristen sanes nu nyapirakeun jalmi Kristen sanesna.
They look down on nursery workers. They look down on ushers. They look down on those who help the homeless and the hungry.
Aranjeunna nyapirakeun pelayanan ti ruang balita, nyapirakeun nu tugas persembahan, oge nyapirakeun nu ngalayanan kelandangan, oge jalmi-jalmi nu lapar.
You hear comments like, "Well, maybe one of these days God will really use you."
Saderek ngadangu komentar-komentar sapertos, nah, panginten hiji dinten saderek bade dianggo ku Gusti.
No gift that serves others is little.
Daya kurnia nu ngalayanan usanes anu teu penting.
They go on and they say this, God uses both stars and candles to light his world.
Anjeunaraskeun sareng saurna Allah nganggo sae bintang-bintang kitu oge lilin-lilin kanggo nyaangan dunya ieu.
Let me say it again. God uses both stars and candles to light his world.
Ku abdi diuhan deui, Allah nganggo sae bintang-bintang kitu deui lilin-lilin kanggo nyaangan dunya ieu.
It just so happens to be that some are stars and some are candles.
Janten memang sabaraha jalmi sapertos bintang-bintang sareng sabaraha jalmi sapertos lilin-lilin.
But we need to focus back on the light, and the light is Jesus.
Nanging urang kedah fokus deui kacaang nya eta Yesus.
Now what do I mean by stars and candles?
Ayeuna naon nu ku abdi dimaksud bintang-bintang sareng lilin-lilin?
Well, the stars are the what I call the so-called big names in the Bible.
Bintang-bintang nyaeta naon nu ku abdi disebat nami-nami ageung tina Alkitab.
The ones that are kind of up there.
Kanggo jalmi-jalmi anu namina nonjol tina Alkitab.
And the candles.
Lilin-lilin.
Are the people in the Bible that you don't hear very much about.
Jalmi-jalmi tina Alkitab nu jarang kadangu ku urang.
You know there are a lot more candles in the Bible than there are stars.
Sareng-sareng terang aya langkung seur lilin tina Alkitab dibanding bintang-bintang.
There are people in the Bible that don't even have names that we know of, and God used them in a great way.
Jalmi-jalmi tina Alkitab anu nami aranjeunna urang teterang sareng Allah ngagunakeun aranjeunna sacara luar biasa.
Let me talk a little bit about stars and candles right now.
Ijinkeun abdi ngabahas kedek ngeunaan bintang-bintang oge lilin-lilin.
Stars shine one time. They only have one time to shine.
Bintang-bintang cahaya tina hiji waktos aranjeunna mung sawaktos-waktos cahaya.
A candle can shine at any time.
Lilin tiasa cahayaan irah bae.
Think about it. A star only has one time to shine. Usually around 7:30 in the evening after the worship service is over.
Mungkin hiji bintang mung sawaktos-waktos cahayaan biasana sekitar jam 7:30 wengi saparantos kebaktian penyembahan atosan.
But a candle can shine at any time.
Ari lilin mah tiasa cahayaan irah bae.
Think about this one. Stars don't shine during the storms.
Kaimutkeun perkawis ieu bintang-bintang teu tiasa cahayaan salami aya angin ribut.
That's when you bring the candles out.
Ieu waktuna saderek ngaluarkeun lilin.
Think about the last time you was in a storm.
Kaimutkeun iraha saderek terakhir ngalaman angin ribut.
A spiritual storm.
Hiji angin ribut rohani.
And you were surrounded by spiritual darkness.
Ikurulingan ku poek rohani.
The next thing you know, there was a knock on the door.
Anu saderek terang, aya hiji ketrokan di panto.
You go to the door and open it up, and who's there?
Saderek ditingali pantona teras, mukakeun aya sah dirinya.
It's a candle.
Ieu teh hiji lilin.
Heard you was in a storm.
Adangu saderek ngalaman angin ribut.
And wanted to bring some light into your storm.
Terngapi nyandak sakedek caang ka angin ribut saderek.
Little time goes by, and the door, there's another knock.
Kanto selami aya nu keketrok deui.
You open the door and who's there?
Panto dibuka, aya saha di dinya?
But another candle.
Lilin sanesna.
Heard you was in a storm.
Adangu saderek kaenging angin ribut.
And wanted to bring some light and some warmth into your storm.
Hayang nyandak sakeut caang supados haneut dina angin ribut saderek.
Little time goes by and your phone rings.
Patatos kalangkung deui teras telepon di sana.
And who is it?
Saha eta?
A candle.
Hiji lilin.
Heard you was in a storm.
Adangu saderek aya dina angin ribut.
Want to bring some light and some warmth into your storm.
Hayang nyandak sakeurik caang supados haneut dina angin ribut saderek.
The next thing you know, you're surrounded by candles.
Saderek saderek terang saderek dikurulingan ku lilin-lilin.
You're surrounded by light.
Saderek dikurulingan ku caang.
You're surrounded by Jesus.
Saderek dikurulingan ku Yesus.
And the storms have departed out of sight.
Angin ribut parantos teu aya tina titingalian.
Candles sound pretty important, amen.
Lilin katang urada penting, amin.
Let me ask you this question.
Jenkeun abdi naroskeun ieu.
Do you know how we measure light?
Nah, saderek terang kumaha carana ngukur caang?
It's measured by candle power.
Diukur ku kawasa lilin.
I fly a lot on commercial airlines.
Abdi sering naik kapal nu awis.
And at night when I'm flying in and they turn on those big lights on the end of the wings of the plane.
Patos ngapung wengi sareng aranjeunna ngahurungkeun lampu-lampu ageung ti tungtung jangjang kapal terbang.
And I look out there at that light, and I don't see just one light, but I see thousands upon thousands of candles lit.
Abi ningali kaluar kana caang eta abdi teu ningali mung hiji caang nanging abdi ningali ribuan lilin.
There are thousands of candles lit on my right wing and thousands of candles lit on my left wing.
Aya ribuan cahaya lilin dina jang kenca sareng katuhun abdi.
Why? So that we can land safely.
Kunaon supaya urang tiasa ngadarat.
What could a pastor do if he had thousands of candles on his right and thousands of candles lit on his left?
Naon utiasri lakukan ku saurang pendeta umpami anjeunna ngagaduhan ribuan lilin dipalih katuhu sareng dipalih kencana.
He could land the gospel anywhere.
Anjeunna tiasa ngadaratkeun Injil di mana bae.
There would be no darkness that could keep the gospel away.
Aya poek nu tiasa nebihkeun Injil.
Candles are starting to sound pretty important.
Lilin-lilin ngawitan kadangu rada penting.
But we need to understand that God uses both the stars and the candles to light His world.
Nanging kurang kerang ngatos yang Allah nganggo sae bintang-bintang sareng lilin-lilin kanggo nyaangan dunyana.
The candles cannot do it by themselves and the stars cannot do it by themselves.
Lilin-lilin tetiasa ngalakukanana nyalira apun gitu deh sebab bintang-bintang.
I often think about if I had thousands of candles and you dropped a star right smack dab in the middle of them, the light that we could produce.
Bisa ngemut ngenaan kumaha saderek umpamina ngagaduhan ribuan lilin sareng saderek murageun hiji bentang tepat di tengah-tengah lilin eta cahaya nu baris dihasilkeun.
I want to get across to you in this session that our God uses both the stars and the candles to light His world.
Abdi hayang nerangkeun ka saderek tina sesi ieu yen Allah urang ngagunakeun sae bintang-bintang sareng lilin-lilin kanggo nyaangan dunyana.
I know you're sitting there and you're thinking, you know, Brother Bell, have you ever noticed that you repeat a lot?
Terang saderek nuju calik didinya, nuju ngemutan sareng kantos merhatoskeun yen saderek Bell sering balikan
deui. You know that you have to hear something at least 27 times before you'll register in here.
Saderek terang yen saderek kedah ngadangu teh sakirang-kirangna 27 kali satacan lebet kana otak.
So you're going to hear that phrase 22 more times before this session is over.
Saderek bade ngadangu kalimat eta parantos langkung ti 22 kali satacan sesi ieu atawa.
But you're going to know one thing when you walk out of your church tonight, when this session is over, that our God uses both the stars and the candles to light His world.
Nanging saderek baris terang hiji hal waktos kaluar ti gereja wengi ieu waktos sesi ieu atosan yen Allah nganggo sae bintang-bintang sareng lilin-lilin kanggo nyaangan dunyana.
Turn to Hebrews chapter 6 verse 10.
Buka Ibrani pasal 6 ayat ke-10.
I want to show you one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible.
Abdi bade nunjukkeun ka saderek salah sahiji ayat-ayat favorit abdi tina Alkitab.
I've often thought at times I would love to have this painted on the side of my house.
Kadang-kadang abdi gaduh emutan ganggu nyeratna tina tembok bumi kucet.
Have you ever read a scripture that was so dear to your heart that you wanted to see it before your eyes all the time?
Kadang saderek ngawas hiji ayat anu berkesan dina mana saderek dugi ka hoyong ningali di payuneun setiap waktos.
You wanted to hear it being said over and over and over and over 24 hours a day?
Saderek hoyong ngadangu ieu diucapkeun deui sareng deui 24 jam sadinten.
Look at verse 10.
Tingali ayat 10.
Hebrews chapter 6 verse 10.
Ibrani 6 ayat ke-10.
For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have showed toward His name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister.
Sebab Allah hamu jalir moal teu imut kana pagawean jeung kanyaah aranjeun ka mantena nyaeta nulung dulur-dulur anu saiman.
Look at that verse again.
Tingali kana ayat eta deui.
For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have showed toward His name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister.
Sabab Allah hamu jalir moal teu imut kana pagawean jeung kanyaah aranjeun ka mantena nyaeta nulung dulur-dulur anu saiman.
Many times in the body of Christ, we candles sometimes think that God doesn't really see what we do in our churches.
Seueur tina salira Kristus urang lilin-lilin kadang-kadang ngemutan yen Allah henteu leres-leres merhatoskeun naon anu dilakukeun di gereja.
Brother Bell, does God really see me in the nursery?
Derek Bell, naha Allah leres-leres merhatoskeun abdi di ruang balita?
Brother Bell, does God really see me ushering in the church?
Derek Bell, nah Allah laras-laras maratuskeun abdi waktos ngurilingkeun kantong persembahan.
Brother Bell, does God really see me coming in early when no one else is here and cleaning up the church?
Derek Bell, nah Gusti laras maratuskeun abdi enjing-enjing waktos taya sasaha di dieu sareng ngabersihan gereja.
Our God is not an unrighteous God.
Allah urang saes Allah nu teu adil.
He will not forget your work and your labor of love.
Anjeunna moal hilap pada molan sareng kanyah urang.
Which you have showed toward his name, which you do minister to the saints and do minister.
Anu ditunjukkeun kana mina pelayan ka jalmi-jalmi nu suci anu masih dilakukeun dugi ka ayeuna.
I want you to get that in your heart today.
Abdi hoyong ieu lebet kana mana sadadak tanget ieu.
I want you to leave this session knowing those two things.
Abdi hoyong saderek ngantoskeun sesi ieu sareng terang kana dua hal.
Number one, that our God uses both the stars and the candles to light his world.
Marga hiji yen Allah urang nganggo sae bintang-bintang sareng lilin kanggo nyaangan dunyana.
And that our God is not an unrighteous God. He will not forget your work and labor of love.
Sareng Allah urang sanes Allah nu teu adil. Anjeunna nu moal hilap kana padamelan sareng kanyaah saderek.
You say, oh, Brother Bell, you can say that, but is it really true?
Hey, saderek Bell, saderek tiasa nyeros nanging ieu teh leres-leres.
Let me prove it to you in the Bible. Wahdi
pada dibuktoskeun tina Alkitab.
Turn to 1 Samuel chapter 13.
Buka 1 Samuel pasal 13.
I want to introduce you to a very close friend of mine.
Abdi mendengenalkeun ka saderek sobat ceket abdi.
Now I have to apologize. I cannot introduce him by first name.
Pinyuhunkeun dihapunten kumaha teu tiasa ngenalkeun namina.
I don't even know his name.
Ari abdi ogé teu terang namina.
All I know him by is his responsibility that he has.
Aya anu abdi terang ngeunaan anjeunna eta tanggung jawab nu ditepeng ku anjeunna.
You know I can relate with him.
Abdi tiasa hubungan sareng anjeunna.
There's been many times that I've just been introduced in my church by my responsibility.
Abi sering dikenalkeun di gereja sareng nyebat tanggal waler abi.
There's our head usher.
Eta teh ketua pengedar persembahan.
There's our nursery worker.
Eta teh pelayan di ruang balita abdi.
There's our outreach director.
Di direktur abdi.
There's our bus captain.
Di kapten bus.
Many times I see people introduce that way.
Abi sering ningali cara ngenalkeun nu sapertos kitu.
And I think, but they have names, right?
Nanging imutan abdi aranjeuna ngagaduhan nami leres.
Let me introduce you to my friend.
Abi ngenalkeun sareng sareng rencangan abdi.
In 1 Samuel chapter 13.
Di Samuel pasal 13.
Let me kind of set the stage of what's happening here.
Kana abdi ngatur panggung kanggo peristiwa nu kajantaran di dieu.
In verse 5.
Dina ayat 5.
It says, and the Philistines gathered themselves together to fight with Israel. 30,000 chariots, 6,000 horsemen, and people as the sand was on the seashore in multitude. And they came up and pitched in Mishmash from Beth Haven.
Orang Palestina geus taki-taki rek merangan orang Israel kekuatanana 30.000 kereta perang, 6.000 seradu kuda, seradu lempangna lobana cara kesik sisi basisir, sek muruka Mikmas, wetanan Beth Avin, sek masanggrahan.
And when the men of Israel saw that they were in a strait, for the people were distressed, then the people that hid themselves in caves and in thickets and in rocks and in high places and in pits.
Dari orang Israel ditarajang bebeakan nepi ka awut-awutan, pabuyar nyarumput ka guha-guha, jeung gerowongan-gerowongan, ting salingker ka sela-sela cadas, aya oge nu ngakepruskeun maneh kana cupluk atawa ka sumur-sumur.
Now let me explain what's happening here.
Abdi bari diterangkan naon anu kajantaran di dieu.
Israel had just defeated the Philistines.
Israel nembe bae ngelehkeun urang Palestina.
But the Philistines regrouped and they came back.
Nanging urang Palestina kempel deui sareng dongkap kanggo perang.
30,000 chariots.
30.000 kareta.
6,000 horsemen.
6.000 pasukan kuda.
And people the sand was on the seashore in multitude.
Serdadu nu mapah kawas kesik sisi basisir.
Now try to picture that.
Ayeuna cobi bayangkeun.
They were surrounded.
Aranjeunna dikepung.
And what did they do?
Naon nu ku aranjeun dilakukeun?
They flipped out.
Aranjeunna lumpat.
Do you understand what I mean? They flipped out. They went crazy.
Ngatos nu dimaksudku abi aranya lumpat jantung kelo.
Look over there. Oh, look at all about there.
Ih, tingali ka ditu. Tingali sadayana di daritu.
They ran and got into the caves and into the rocks and into the thickets, and they even got into the pits.
Aranya lompat sareng nyumput di gua-gua keruang-keruangan ting salingker ka sela-sela cadas ayau genu ngakebruskan maneh ka cupluk atawa sumur-sumur.
You ever been in a pit?
Derek kantos aya di sumur-sumur?
You ever been surrounded by the heathen?
Derek kantos dikurulingan ku jalin-jami anu teu percanten?
And you thought, oh, I just want to go home and pull the covers up over my head and pray for Jesus to come back.
Mutan sadek nu dipekayong uih ka bumi sareng narik simut nutupan mestaka sareng nutup nenada supados Yesus dongkap deui.
You're in a pit.
Sadek aya di lebet sumur.
And you need to get out of that pit.
Sareng sadek proyoki kaluar tidinya.
Because when you're in a pit, you'll do some foolish
things.
Israel did a foolish thing. Israel needed someone to sharpen their tools of war.
Israel proyoki seorang kanggo nyeketan pakarang-pakarang perang aranjeuna.
And there were some Philistines among them, and they said, "We'll do it," and they grounded everything they had down to nothing.
Jadinya ada beberapa orang Palestina sareng nyarios api-api bade ngalakukeunana sareng amusnahkeun salayana nu kapendak.
Well, there was only two swords left in the land.
Nu akhirna mung dua pedang nu tinggalan di eta nagri.
Saul had one and his son Jonathan had one.
Saul kaduh hiji pedang nu hijina ku Yonatan putrana.
He said, "Oh, Brother Bell, are we going to talk about Saul and Jonathan now?"
Oh, Sadek Bell, naha urang bade ngabahas ngeunaan Saul sareng Yonatan ayeuna?
Calm down, no, they're stars.
Tenang, moal aranjeuna teh bintang-bintang.
I want to show you a candle in the Bible.
Abdi bade nunjukkeun lilin dina Alkitab.
I want to show you a so-called no-name person that God used in a great way.
Abdi bade nunjukkeun ka Sadek jalmi nu disebat teh aya namina. Nuku Allah digunakan luar biasa.
1 Samuel chapter 14 verse 6.
Iji Samuel pasal 14 ayat 6.
1 Samuel chapter 14 verse 6.
Iji Samuel pasal 14 ayat 6.
It says, "And Jonathan,"
Saul Yonatan kakandekna,
"said to the young man that bare his armor, 'Come, let us go over into the garrison of these uncircumcised. It may be that the Lord will work for us, for there is no restraint the Lord to save by many or by few."
Perang mentasan pasanggrahan kafir Palesti malak mandar ayat pitulung pangeran ari dikersakeun mah ku amantena temustail orang bisa menang najan orang ngan sakioge.
Now, how many of you have heard of Jonathan?
Orang di antara sadarek nu kantos ngadangu ngeunaan Yonatan.
Everybody has heard of Jonathan.
Setiap jalmi kantos ngadangu Yonatan.
He's a star.
Anjeunna teh hiji bintang.
But I want you to look at a candle now.
Engkau yang abdi sadarek ningali ka hiji lilin ayeuna.
Who's our candle?
Saha lilin urang teh?
It's the young man that bore the armor for Jonathan.
Anjeunna saurang pamuda nu nyandak pakarang Yonatan.
How many people have heard of the armor bearer for Jonathan?
Berapa orang nu kantos ngadau ngeunaan nu nyandak pakarang na Yonatan?
You say, "Well, Brother Bell, I haven't heard of him. I mean, he can't be that important. He doesn't even have a name."
Tos sadarek, wah, sadarek Bell, abdi teh acan ngadau ngeunaan anjeunna. Anjeunna teu penting, namina ukin teu disebat.
But I want us to keep an eye on my young friend that was an armor bearer for Jonathan. He's going to teach us many things here. Ibarat
sekalian jangan nabi anu masih anam ieu saurang anu nyandak pakarang Yonatan anjeunna bade ngaulang seueur pesan ka urang.
He's going to prove to us that God uses both the stars and the candles to light his world.
Anjeunna bade ngabuktoskeun ka urang yen Allah ngagunakeun sae bintang-bintang oge lilin-lilin kangge nyaangan dunyana.
He's going to prove to us tonight that our God is not an unrighteous God. That he will not forget our work and our labor of love.
Anjeunna bade ngabuktikeun ka urang wengi ieu yen Allah urang sanes Allah nu teu adil yen anjeunna oge moal hilap ka padamelan sareng ka nyaah urang.
Now I want to do something right now.
Tetapi hoyong ngalakukeun hiji perkawis ayeuna.
I want us to relate with the people that are in the Bible.
Tetapi hoyong ngahubungkeun ieu sareng jalmi-jalmi nu aya dina Alkitab.
What I mean by that, let's put our shoes into their sandals.
Anuku abdi dimaksud hayu urang tempatkeun diri urang ka aranjeuna.
I believe they were human just like you and I.
Abdi percantan aranjeuna teh jalmi sami sareng urang.
Let's make Jonathan, let's have our pastors be the Jonathan, okay?
Hayu urang nyiptakeun Yonatan, sawios pendeta-pendeta urang oge janten Yonatan.
And the rest of us, we're going to be armor bearers.
Sareng sadaya di antawis urang tukang-tukang nyandak pakarang.
Now, Jonathan has the sword.
Ayeuna Yonatan ngagaduhan hiji pedang.
You and I don't have a sword.
Kaderek sareng abdi henteu ngagaduhan pedang.
We are armor bearers. We carry the armor for Jonathan.
Urang nu nyandakanana, urang mangnyandakeun pakarang kanggo Yonatan.
Now Jonathan's come up with this great idea. He thinks that you and him should go over to the camp of the uncircumcised.
Yonatan parantos ngagaduhan ide anu sae. Imutan anjeuna urang angkat ka kemahna jami-jami nu henteu di sundatan sareng saderek.
They all have swords.
Aranjeun ngagaduhan pedang-pedang.
They all have spears.
Aranjeun ngagaduhan tombak-tombak.
They all have bows and arrows.
Aranjeun ngagaduhan busur sareng panah.
And you just have one sword between the two of you.
Saderek mun ngagaduhan hiji pedang di antawis duaan.
What would be going through your mind about that time?
Anu ku saderek kaemut harita.
I don't know.
Abdi terang.
I don't know about this.
Abdi terang perkawis eta.
Especially when he goes on and says, it may be that the Lord will work for us.
Utami nama waktos anjeuna angkat sareng nyarios. Panginten Gusti abdi ngalakukeunana kanggo urang.
Nothing like starting off with a little doubt.
Teu ragu-ragu sakedik oge.
But he goes on and says, it is no restraint to the Lord to save by many or by few.
Mateng sareng nyarios kumargi Gusti mah teu sulit kanggo nulungan urang sae seueur.
We had a little doubt. But we got back in the faith.
Urang sakeudik ragu-ragu nanging urang uih deui ka iman.
Now what would be going through your mind about that time?
Era naon nu aya di imutan saderek ngeunaan waktos harita?
Amen.
Amin.
Let's go on, verse 7.
Perang teraskeun ka ayat 7.
And the armor bearer said,
Paler nu nyandak pakarang ka anjeuna.
Jonathan, this is your big idea. You have the only sword, and you don't know me. You don't know my name. So why don't you go on and check it all out?
Jonathan, ieu gagasan usai. Anjeun mung gaduh hiji pedang. Sareng anjeun tekenal ka abdi. Teterang nami abdi, naha anjeun henteu angkat sareng mariosna nyalira.
Now that's what happens a lot of times with armor bearers. When Jonathan says, hey, I know where the battle's at.
Yenu sering kajantenan kunu nyandak pakarang. Waktos Yonatan nyarios, nanging abdi terang di mana peperangan eta.
The armor bearer is not too sure if he wants to get involved in that.
Penyandak pakarang henteu yakin anjeuna hoyong kabawa dina perkawis eta.
But as you can tell, I misquoted the Bible.
Seperti saur saderek, abdi lepat niron Alkitab.
Our armor bearer did not say that.
Penyandak pakarang urang henteu nyarios kitu.
He says, do all that is in thine heart, turn thee, and behold, I am with thee according to thy heart.
Saurna, lakukeun niat mana aranjeun eta leres abdi sapakat.
What a statement of commitment.
Hiji pernyataan nu pinuh janji.
Do all that is in thine heart, turn thee, and behold, I am with thee according to thy heart.
Sabara urang nyarios tukang nyandak senjata eta parantos di seseuhan otakna.
Oh, some would say that the armor bearer had been brainwashed.
Lakukeun niat manah aranjeun, leres abdi sapakat.
Oh, some would say it sounds like a blind faith to me, Brother Bell.
Urang beris nyarios kieu kadanguna saputus iman ulolong kanggo abdi, Saudara Bell.
Do all that is in thine heart, turn thee, behold, I'm with thee according to thy heart.
Lakukeun niat manah aranjeunna, leres abdi sapakat.
Let me ask you this question. Who is he making that commitment to?
Saha anjeuna janji teh?
Many in the body of Christ says, well, Brother Bell, he was making it to Jonathan.
Jami dina salira Kristus nyarios, wah, Saudara Bell, anjeuna ngalakukeun anak kanggo Yonatan.
And this is where a lot of people make mistakes in the body of Christ.
Kita di mana serjalmi ngadamel kelepatan di salira Kristus.
They make their commitment to a man.
Aranjeuna ngadamel janji ka saurang jalmi.
His commitment was not to a man.
Janji sanes mung ka jalmi.
But his commitment was to God.
Nang janjina ka Gusti.
What tells us that is the word heart.
Anu masian terang manah urang.
He says, do all that is in thine heart.
Lakukeun niat manah urang.
God puts the vision into the heart of man.
Allah nyimpen visi kalebet manah jalmi.
He says, do all that is in thine heart, turn thee, and behold, I'm with thee according to thy heart.
Saurna, lakukeun niat mana eta, leres abdi sapakat.
Jonathan, pastor, I'm with you as long as you do what God is telling you to do.
Jonathan, pandita abi sasarengan sareng anjeuna salami anjeuna ngalakukeun naon nu Allah nuju disaurkeun kanggo dilakukeun.
Wherever you want to go, if you turn, I'll be there.
Kamana bae anjeun bade angkat umpami ngaliek abdi aya di dinya.
As long as you stay with God.
Salami anjeun aya sareng Allah.
As long as you do what God is telling you to do.
Salami urang ngalakukeun naon nu ku Allah dipiwarang dilakukeun.
I think maybe Jonathan knew that Jonathan's armor bearer knew that our God uses both the stars and the candles to light his word.
Imutan abdi panginten tukang nyandak pakarang Yonatan terang yan Allah urang ngagunakeun sae bintang-bintang sareng lilin nu nyaangan dunyana.
I believe the armor bearer knew that our God is not an unrighteous God, that he will not forget our work and our labor of love.
Abdi panginten nu nyandak pakarang terang yan Allah sanes Allah nu taadil dugi ka anjeunna moal hilap kana padamaon sareng kanyah urang.
Let's go on, let's see what happens.
Urang ngajengkeun sareng ningali naon nu kacatetan.
You say, well, Brother Bell, I know what's going to happen. They're going to get killed. They're outnumbered.
Saderek, nah, saderek Bell, abdi terang naon nu baris kajantaran aranjeunna pada dipaehan jumlah aranjeunna teu aya nan hartosna.
Have you ever felt it? You've been outnumbered?
Saya kantos ngartos teu aya hartosna.
You might have a small church now in a large city.
Saderek kadu gereja nu alit di kota ageung.
But it is no restraint of the Lord to save by many or by few.
Jalan mual sasahkan penulungan pada seer jalmi atenapi seketikan.
God's looking for those that will make a commitment to His vision.
Allah nuju milairan jalmi nu bade ngadamel hiji janji ka Allah.
Well, let's go on.
Ayo urang teraskeun.
In verse 8.
Dina ayat 8.
Then said Jonathan, behold, we will pass over unto these men, and we will discover ourselves unto them.
Ya, walra Yonatan. Kurang mentas sina katenjuan kurang palisti.
Boy, that Jonathan, he's bold, isn't he?
Wah, eta teh Yonatan nu wanian sanes kitu.
But I could be bold too if I had a sword in my hand.
Abdi ge wantun upami aya pedang mah.
But I don't have one.
Teng abdi tegaduh.
You don't have one.
Tarek oge tegaduh.
Oh, let me ask you this question.
Abdi padaroskeun hiji patarosan ka saderek.
Are you still with Jonathan?
Tarek masih sareng Yonatan?
Some armor bearers bail out.
Babaraha nu nyandak pakarang ngundurkeun nyalira.
Or let me put it this way.
Dibere ngajelaskeun ku cara kieu.
About this time some armor bearers say, well, maybe we ought to pray about this.
Nah, waktu sieu sababaraha nu nyandak pakarang nyeroskeun tah panginten urang kedah nanada kanggo hal ieu.
I tell those armor bearers, before you pray, read Hebrews 6:10.
Abdi masih terang kanu nyandak pakarang sataca nanada baca Ibrani genep ayat 10.
Let's go on.
Ieu urang teraskeun.
Verse 9.
Ayat 8.
And if they say, thus unto us, tarry until we come to you, then we will stand still in our place and will not go up unto them.
Ya, saur aranjeuna, eureunkeun nepi ka kami datang, engke urang kantun ngadep di tempat urang, sareng ternaik ngingingkeun aranjeuna.
But if they say, thus come up to us, then we will go up. For the Lord has delivered them into our hand, and this shall be a sign unto us.
Nangi saur aranjeuna kieu, naik ka dieu, pasti urang naik, kumarki Gusti pantos nyerah kena aranjeuna ka panangan urang eta tandana kanggo urang.
Well, that Jonathan, he's something, ain't he?
Wah, eta teh Yonatan anjeuna hebat sanes kitu.
How many armor bearers are still with Jonathan?
Berhasil nu nyandak pakarang ngusar Yonatan.
We lost a few, huh?
Urang ka icalan sababaraha jami.
Oh, maybe they're reading their Bible.
Panginten anjeunna nuju ngaos Alkitab.
I hope they're reading Hebrews 6:10.
Harapan abdi aranjeun nuju ngaos Ibrani genep ayat 10.
And I hope maybe they're thinking about that phrase, God uses both the stars and the candles to light His world.
Abdi ngarepkeun aranjeunna nuju ngemutan kalimah yen Allah ngagunakeun sae bintang-bintang oge lilin kanggo nyaangan dunyana.
Let's go on.
Hayu urang teruskeun.
And both of them discovered themselves into the garrison of the Philistines. And the Philistines said, behold, the Hebrews come forth out of the holes where they have hid themselves.
Dirinya tulin nerembongkeun maneh ka urang Palesti, cek urang Palesti. Tuh urang Ibrani aya nu bijil tina liang panyumputanana.
Have you ever been reminded of your past?
Anda sadayak diimutan ka cendanan ka pengker?
Has anyone ever come up to you and started to remind you of your past because you was being bold for the Lord?
Anta saya nu dongkap ka saderek kumargi saderek wanian kanggo Gusti dina waktos ka pengker.
Pastor stands up, Jonathan stands up and says, I know where the battle's at.
Eta ngadeg Jonathan ngadeg sareng nyarios abdi terang di mana peperangan eta.
And I need some armor bearers.
Adi perio kisah berha urang nu nyandak pakarang.
And you say, count on me, Pastor.
Harus saderek abdi sadia, Pak Pendeta.
And then you go to your friends and tell them, hey, our church, we're going to do this and this in our community.
And
people say, you're going to do what in this community? Have you forgotten where you came from? Do you really think people are going to listen to you? How many armor bearers are still with Jonathan? This is where a lot of armor bearers fail out. Give up. Say, well, maybe we ought to pray about this. I mean, it's kind of a big vision here. And you know, there's not very many of us here in our church. And there are thousands of the others. Maybe we ought to pray. Well, before you pray, I want you to read Hebrews
6:10.
It says, our God is not an unrighteous God. He will not forget your work and your labor of love. Oh yeah, before you pray, remember this, that our God uses both the stars and the candles to light His
word. Let's go on. Let's
see what happens. And the men of the garrison answered Jonathan and his armor bearer and said, come up to us and we will show you a thing. And Jonathan said unto his armor bearer, come up after me, for the Lord has delivered them into the hand of Israel.
Aing boga beja, sarinatan kakandekna. Tuturkan kami, panggilan ges, ngersakan Israel unggul.
Have you ever told someone, a friend or a neighbor, saying, we're going to go over on this side of town and minister about the Lord?
Atau sadaraki pasien terang, kalian jangan sesarang tatanggi. Orang bari angkat ka sisi kota nyaroskan ngenaan Gusti Yesus.
And your friend says, you're going to go where and do what?
Orang rencangan sadarek, sadarek pada kemana sarang ngalakukan naon.
They will show you a thing over there.
Orang jenak baris nunjukkan hiji hal di dia.
You really don't want to go over there.
Sadarek leres alim angkat karitu.
They'll show you a thing.
Orang jenak pada nunjukkan hiji hal.
And many armor bearers say, well, maybe we're just getting ahead of ourselves.
Terunya dak pakarang nyarios, nah sekedahna orang sadar.
Maybe we shouldn't go over there. Maybe we better pray about this. Well, before you pray, read Hebrews 6:10. Where it says, our God is not an unrighteous God. He will not forget your work and your labor of love.
Let's
go on. And Jonathan climbed up upon his hands and upon his feet, and his armor bearer after him, and they fell before Jonathan, and his armor bearer slew after him.
Jonathan unggah ngorondang dituturkeun ku gandek seprut narajang urang Palesti tarubuh anu geus tarubuh dipacu ku gandek di paihan.
All right, now I need some help with this right now.
Napisan abdi periogi bantosan.
Ben, come up here and give me a hand.
Ben macu ka payun sareng bantosan abdi.
As I said earlier, I like to relate with people that are in the Bible. So I want to be Jonathan right now. I'm going to be the star. I want you to be the armor bearer. Now remember what you told me at the bottom of the hill?
I'll follow you to your heart.
So soon they forget what they said. So soon they change their words around. No, you said, do all that is in thine heart, turn thee, and behold, I'm with thee according to thy heart. Right?
I haven't heard 27 times yet.
Lakukan niat mana saderek, abdi setuju pisan, leres?
That's what you said, right? It says here that Jonathan climbed upon his hands and upon his feet and his armor bearer after him.
Kunu nyandak pakarang.
All right, so let's go.
Hai, hayu urang teruskeun.
Have you ever been laughed at for the way you're doing something for God?
Antos sadek disingserikeun waktu saderek ngalakukeun cara kanggo Gusti.
Don't you know they were being laughed at?
Nah, sadek teu terang aranjeuna disingserikeun.
Now, did my armor bearer, did he get right down with me?
Ayeuna nu nyandak pakarang abdi, ngiring ka abdi.
That's good.
Tah sae.
I've had some armor bearers that'll stand there and do this.
Abdi sabaraha nu ngagaduhan tukang nyandak pakarang nu bade ngadeg sareng ngalakukeun ieu.
I've had some armor bearers just sit down on me.
Abdi sabaraha nu nyandak pakarang nu mung calik bae.
And I tell him, I said, you know, you did that perfect. That's what a lot of armor bearers do about that time when Jonathan says, hey, come on, I know where the battle's at.
Dilakukan tukang pakarang motos eta, saur Jonathan yuk maju, urang terang di mana peperangan eta.
They say, I'm not going to do that.
Aranjeuna abdi alim ngalakukan eta.
I don't think we ought to be doing something like that.
Mutan abdi tekeda ngalakukan sepertos kitu.
I could tell they've never read Hebrews 6:10.
Abdi biasanya ros yan anjeuna teu ngaos Ibrani genep ayat 10.
I can tell the thought has never crossed their mind that our God uses both the stars and the candles to light His word.
Biasanya nusian imutan itu teh terkantos ayat tiaranjan yang Allah wajib kanggo bintang-bintang atau napi lilin kanggonya angan dunia.
You're doing a real good job, but I'm not done with you.
Saya kujungalukan hiji pada malam usai nanging abin ngalakukan tanpa sadari.
This time, Ben, I want you to be Jonathan.
Ya nama Ben, abdi hoyong anjen jantan Jonathan.
I want you to be the star.
Abdi hoyong anjen jantan bintang.
You like that, don't you? Yeah, I knew you'd like that, yeah. I'm going to be the armor bearer. Now, I told you at the bottom of the hill, do all that is in thine heart, turn thee, and behold, I'm with thee according to thy heart.
Anakku abdi di pasian terang, di suku gunung, lakukan niat mana saderek eta leres abdi setuju.
Now, is that what I told you?
Yep.
All right. Now it says right here that they fell before Jonathan.
Anakku abdi dicaruskan ku anjen. Yang dicaruskan dia, yang aranjana gebis di payunan Yonatan.
Now you got the sword.
Ayana anjan gaduh pedang.
I want you to make them fall before you.
Abdi hoyong adamal anjana gebis di payunan anjan.
It's not bad.
Yang te goreng Ben.
I mean you killed three.
Maksud anjan mayhan tiru jalmi di sana.
But there's more than three.
Nangin kelangkung tiru jalmi.
You know, that's not bad.
Sekarang yang ieu teu goreng.
A lot of Jonathans don't know how to go into a battle.
Jonathan kumaha cara lebet ka hiji peperangan?
I've been around some Jonathans, they go into battle like this.
Abi tos pendak sareng Jonathan sareng maceng ka peperangan sapertos kitu.
Onward Christian soldiers marching on for God.
Maju lah sareng Kristus lawan ka basa poek ngiring salib Yesus bener sareng tetep.
I don't know about you, but I want to get behind a Jonathan that knows how to go into a battle.
Abi terang kumaha sareng nanging abi bade hayong pipangkeran Jonathan nu terang ka medan peperangan.
Now the Bible says they fell before Jonathan and his armor bearer slew after him.
Ayeuna Alkitab nyaroskeun aranjeunna gebis payunan Jonathan sareng nyandak pakarangna teras maehanana.
Now I've got a question.
Abdi gaduh hiji patarasan.
You armor bearers, where did you get a sword?
Anjeun nyandak sanjata ti mana anjeun king hiji pedang?
You didn't have a sword.
Anjeun gaduh hiji pedang.
Where'd you get a sword?
Di mana anjeun geuning pedang?
Let me explain.
Mangga ku abdi dijelaskeun.
They fell before Jonathan.
Jadi gebis di payunan Yonatan.
Remember, we're right behind him.
Emot orang ayah di pengkaranana.
And guess what we've just stumbled upon?
Tapi terka ayah naon engke.
A dead soldier.
Orang prajurit nupupus.
Who had a sword.
Nu gaduh hiji pedang.
And he's not using it right now.
Nu tadi gunakan ayah na.
And now there's two swords in the battle. Thank you, Ben.
Ayah na ayah dua pedang dina peperangan. Nuhun, Ben.
But there would not have been two swords in the battle if the armor bearer had said, Jonathan, why don't you go on by yourself? You have the only sword right now.
Namun teu aya dua pedang di peperangan baminu nyandak pakarang nyarios. Jonathan ha anjeun teu angkat nyalira, anjeun mung gaduh hiji pedang ayeuna.
See, many times in the beginning, it seems like our pastors are the only ones that really know how to use the sword.
Ngali, ngawitanana mung pendeta-pendeta urang anu terang kumaha ngagunakeun pedang.
But they know that if their armor bearers would just show up for the battle.
Ngaranya terang nu nyandak sanjata ngiring ka medan perang.
If they would just get involved.
Mun aranjana oge ngiring.
If they just be there when they use the sword to make the first kill.
Pami aranjana aya di dinya waktos aranjana ngagunakeun pedang kanggo maehan musuh nu ngawitan.
Then they would say, you know, it works.
Tara aranjana saderek terang, ieu hasil.
It really does work.
Ieu leres hasil.
And then they would pick up their swords.
Pedangna bari sicandak ku aranjana.
And there would be two swords in the battle.
Bari aya dua pedang di peperangan eta.
And what would happen?
Terang naon nu bari sakancan tenan?
Let's look at it.
Ayo urang tingali.
It says, and at that first slaughter,
waktos ngadek ngawitan,
just, yeah. That word slaughter tells me that Jonathan went in kicking and screaming, and I mean, he was swinging that sword.
Kalimah ngadek masih hantarang, yan Jonathan najong bari ngagorowok, bari ngayunkan pedangna.
It says that that first slaughter which Jonathan and his armor bearer made was about 20 men, if it were a half an acre of land which a yoke of oxen might plow.
Dicaroskeun eleh nu ngawitan ieu nu timbul ku Jonathan sareng nyandak pakarangna agengna kintan-kintan 20 jalmi tina jarak setengah walukuan.
And now I'll end with this.
Abdi bari nutup ku ieu.
Verse 15.
Ayat 15.
And there was trembling in the host and in the field and among all the people and the garrison and the spoilers, and they also trembled and the earth quaked, and so it was a very great trembling.
Teras di kemah di lapang sareng di sadaya rakyat uge pasukan pangawal sareng nu ngajarah sarieuneun bumi oyak dugi ka oyak sapertos nu ti Gusti.
Why did the earth begin to shake?
Kunaon bumi ngawitan oyak?
Why did the ground begin to tremble?
Kunaon tandang ngawitan ngageter?
Why was there a great earthquake?
Kunaon aya lini nu ageung?
I'll tell you why.
Dimasian terang. Kunaon?
Because our God is not an unrighteous God.
Allah urang mah sanes Allah nu teu adil.
He will not forget our work and our labor of love.
Anjeunna moal hilap kana padamelan sareng kanyaah saderek.
Which we have showed toward His name, and which we do minister the saints and do minister.
Tunjukkan kunamina ku pelayanan anjen ku jalim jemil suci, numasih dilakukan ku saderek bagi kayana.
Our God is not an unrighteous God.
Allah urang masanet Allah nunte adil.
Our God uses both the stars and the candles to light His world.
Allah urang anggo saya bintang-bintang sareng lilin-lilin kanggo nyaangan dunyana.
That's why you find in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 28.
Ya margina kunan saderek mendakan tina hiji Korinta pasal 12 ayat 28.
Right smack dab in the middle of apostles and prophets and teachers and miracles and gifts of healings and tongues and interpretations.
Tepat di tengah-tengah para rasul, nabi, guru sareng keajaiban, oge kurnia-kurnia ngadamangkeun bahasa roh sareng nafsirkeun bahasa roh.
You find helps.
Saderek nginginkeun pitulung.
You find those who give assistance.
Sadek nginginkeun aranjeunna anu masihan bantosan.
You find right smack dab in the middle of all those stars, you find the candles.
Sadek mendak di tengah-tengah sadaya bentang eta, sadek baris mendakan lilin-lilin.
Our God is not an unrighteous God.
Allah urang sanes Allah nu teu adil.
He will not forget our work and our labor of love.
Anjeunna moal hilap padamelan sareng kanyaah maraneh.
Many of you have put forth a lot of work and a lot of labor of love in your churches.
Di antawis saderek ngalakukeun seueur pada melan sareng nunjukkeun kanya ti gereja.
And I want to leave you with this.
Ayeuna abdi bade ninggalkeun saderek.
The earth is going to shake on your behalf.
Bumi bade goncang atas nami saderek.
Those around you are going to tremble.
Anu di sakitar saderek baris ngadek-dek.
Because of the anointing that God's going to place on your life.
Kumaha pangurapan ti Gusti anu ditempatkeun tina hirup saderek.
Don't be ashamed.
Ulah isin.
To be in the ministry of helps.
Ngiring di pelayanan kaum awam.
Always remember that our God uses both the stars and the candles to light His world.
Ngimojan Allah tiasa nganggo bentang-bentang sareng lilin-lilin kanggo nyaangan dunyana.
God bless each and every one of you.
Allah ngaberkahan saderek sadayana.
Be what God wants you to be.
Janten sapertos nu dipika hoyong ku Gusti.
Don't ever be ashamed to be known as a servant of God.
Lah kantos isin kanggo dikenal saurang pelayan Allah.
Amen.
Amin.